listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted.
I doubt the future.
From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live. Special edition, straight out of Vegas. 200 Fox Sports radio stations, coast to coast. It's 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock here in Vegas. Special hour. Here's what it is. This is the pre-draft show of the pre-draft show. So maybe. Big Fox Sports radio show with Broussard and Jason McIntyre. Who's the third?
Rob Parker.
Oh, my good buddy Rob. That's going to be a show. We're going to do the Vegas style before. And that Vegas style is going to be literally who's the top seven picks. The odds tell us that. And it's going to be interesting. Joined in Brad Powers is going to be shining today. It's a Brad Powers show. Be forewarned. Fezzik's here. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. My personal promise, we will deliver the Vegas truth to you. But you can't have pros without Joe's. He's in L.A. and he's Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ. And we're going to start with the NBA draft. And in fact, there was a move that was just made in the NBA draft as now the Atlanta Hawks have moved up to the number four position of the draft. So we're going to go one by one through Brad's top picks here on Straight Out of Vegas and find out what he thinks each pick is going to be, especially
you
now
know,
with Atlanta jumping
this
in.
This is a great example why the suit, Scottie Shapiro, says, no tape, we don't like tape, we're live radio. If we were even, let's say Jonas had a workout or something, and we taped even 10 minutes early, we would be talking about the wrong order of teams.
Would have been throwing everything
off.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so if you are ready, and as we are the pre-show before the pre-show here on Fox Sports Radio, should we fire up Brad Powers' mock draft here to get things started?
I think so.
All right.
You ready to go, Brad?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's do it.
So let's go with number one, Brad Powers. The New Orleans Pelicans are on the clock. What do you got?
Zion Williamson. Shocker. Zion Williamson. And here were some odds. Who will be the first player drafted? And these were as of yesterday. I saw Zion as high as where you had to bet $350 to win a dollar. That's how big of a favorite Zion is to go with the first overall pick. Obviously going to New Orleans, solid fit there. Obviously you saw New Orleans celebrating when they got the number one overall pick. What many consider Zion to be the best prospect coming out of either high school or college since LeBron James. Zion very effective as far as field goal shooting. 68% from the field last year. He enters the NBA as the second heaviest player. So
the second heaviest in the whole league?
In the whole league, RJ.
Is it Draymond Green, number one?
It might have been before his diet.
Because Fezzik has Draymond ranked very high. By the way, we're going to be giving Fezzik's top 10 players in the NBA and when were they drafted. We got to figure out what tonight means. We know it's a big event. Another question. Duke had, by some accounts, the three best players coming out of high school last year. Is that fair to say?
Yep.
Was Zion considered, and I'm pretty sure the answer was no, was he considered special amongst those three?
No, RJ Barrett was ranked higher, believe it or not.
Okay, so what was it about Zion that emerged during these, you know what, 35 games?
I think what helped Zion.
Well, I guess he was hurt too for some.
Yeah, as soon as he got hurt, obviously North Carolina beat Duke twice and Duke was not the same team.
Yeah, so we're not questioning how that Zion is the best player. I'm saying we didn't think that the sharp guys, didn't think that, you know, what, a couple, 5 months before. Well, I guess Zion was considered the best by New Year's, right? I mean, it was like he established himself immediately.
And I think what helped Zion is his, you know, spectacular highlights. I mean,
But that's implying that it's superficial and that he's overrated.
But not only his spectacular highlights, but he was super efficient. I mean, some of the best efficiency numbers in college basketball in the last decade. He almost averaged a double-double on, you know, 23 points per game. Nearly 70% from the field. So the production also backed up the spectacular highlights.
Yeah, so the question is, just to zero in on it, what did he do well that he wasn't expected to do well coming out of high school? Because if he was expected to be as good as Zion turned out to be, he would have clearly been the number one recruit coming out of high school, correct?
You know what? I don't know what really differently we had. He was a physical specimen. We knew he was this type of player we haven't seen before. A guy 6'7", 285 that can run up and down the floor with the best of them. I don't think much changed, really.
Yeah, so...
With Zion. Now, R.J. Barrett struggled shooting a little bit.
Yeah, but hold on. If R.J. Barrett's projected, you know, to go in the top, let's say, five, we don't want to give anything away... It can't be that, oh, Barrett dropped so much. Now, I will say this, and I'm going to be completely honest. Before he's drafted, so it's on the record, I'm hoping R.J. Barrett flames out and is out of the league within 6 months.
The R.J. curse.
No, I don't even know. What are you talking about?
You don't like other R.J.s.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It just seems coincidental that there was no RJ. I mean, like, who's a known RJ before me?
I don't know.
Nobody. Let's just say it like that.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden it's RJ Barrett. Well, was he RJ 5 years ago? Do we know that for sure? I mean, seriously, right? He's got a first name. He's got a middle name. We all could be initials. It's fishy. But I can promise you, I don't care if he was RJ coming out of the crib. I'm hoping, because let's be candid, if he flames out, I'll be the most famous RJ again within, you know, 6 months.
There was an RJ Hunter that went to Georgia State that played with the Celtics.
Yeah.
Who?
Who him.
I don't know. I don't know, Daryl, if you're y'all are tripping. If you're trying to demean RJ here.
No, there's another. There are RJs.
No, I'm not saying none existed. I'm saying just none famous. So anyway, I've got that out, and I'm just being honest. Brad.
I have no qualms with R.J. Barrett. I'll go on the record and say I'm kind of rooting for R.J. Barrett to be the better prospect than Zion. I'm a big recruiting guy, and to me, Zion, this I would say the publicity and this aura.
Like this is something you're getting to here. You want to debunk him.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's not just the highlights. Maybe that's why Zion has a chance to make so much more money than, let's say, the average number one pick in sponsorships, shoe deals, etc. But it seems like the number one pick is about merit, where the explosive stuff is causing him to be next level fame-wise. I mean, when was the last time? I mean, we can say Anthony Davis, but, I mean, between Anthony Davis and Zion, has any number one even been in the conversation to be, let's say, getting as much attention?
No, this is, to me, we got to go back to LeBron 15 years ago.
All right, so we'll wrap up the pick number one with Brad is a natural contrarian, and you just don't like that it's so obvious here. But as he said, the odds are well over 99% based upon Vegas and the odds that Zion goes number one.
The number two pick in tonight's draft in the NBA belongs to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Not a big of a favorite, but certainly a big one here. Ja Morant, the point guard from Murray State. As of yesterday, his odds were as high as where you had to bet to win $1. You had to bet $50, $50 to win $1. Who will be the second pick in the NBA draft? Ja Morant. Love this kid from Murray State. A guy that's a scorer from the point guard position, but also was a double-digit assist guy. And let's be honest, what just happened with Memphis yesterday? They trade away a point guard, Mike Conley. They're going to get, in my opinion, the best point guard to come out of college, probably in the last decade.
Whoa.
Really? You got one?
No, I don't have anything other than identifying a...
unwise comment. We'll call it like that. So here's my question. How old is Morant?
19.
Okay. So this is, he had how many years in college?
Two.
Okay. So if he was drafted like most elite players after 1 year, if he would have came out, where do you project? Because I've heard, let's just see if we can agree, he would have went in the 20s.
I agree with that.
Okay. So he would have went in the 20s. He plays one more year, and now he's the best point guard in a decade. You want to talk about hype? You want to talk about 30 games? Now, I'm not going to cast aspersions against Murray State. Is that how you say it?
Yep.
Okay. But he didn't turn down an offer to Duke, did he?
Yeah, he wasn't offered. But there was a reason why.
Oh, why? Because he's not all that good?
He grew 3 inches his last year.
Oh.
So he's a late bloomer.
His last year as in senior in high school?
Senior in high school,
but
yeah.
But he's still, with those 3 inches, would have been the 20-something pick.
Yes.
Fez, this is kind of sports betting 101 stuff here, right? Whenever there's a major change of opinion over a relatively short period of time, you got to be skeptical of it.
Absolutely. Remember, Wendon Morant gets so much hype in the NCAA tournament. All of a sudden, Murray State won a game, and he became a darling. I'm always worried about that.
If somehow Murray State lost the first game of the tournament, didn't make the tournament, where's Murray go? Because kind of—
Morant still goes too.
I'm sorry. Yes. Yep. From Murray State. Is the idea that— who has a great tournament? If you want to fade material, it seems like, not that it always happens, right? Obviously, Larry Bird had a great tournament, Magic did, et cetera. But if you just said, I'm going to be pessimistic about the players that emerge during the NCAA tournament and then are drafted months later, I think that's a red flag.
I agree with that.
So where would he go?
I still think he would have went too.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm telling you, if you were following, you didn't have to be, you know, a fly-by-night college basketball fan, but if you were regularly following college basketball, you knew about Ja Morant in January and February. It wasn't until March that you knew this was the best point guard in college basketball.
Maybe for a decade.
I'll put my rubber stamp and say he's the best prospect.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a commercial break.
Yep.
Now, we did pick number one. We did pick two. Next up, pick three, but also Brad Powers is going to figure out a way that we can bet that he won't be the best point guard of the decade. We're going to have to find a way to quantify it. Hopefully he will. I doubt it. We'll be right back.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we will continue our NBA mock draft Vegas style.
It's nice of you to join us. And each weekday, we have fun bringing the fun of Vegas straight to you right now on the Strip. 102 degrees. The neon is crackling. Now, hold the phone. I got to be honest, I'm not sure if this is going to lead the draft coverage, but when Broussard and them come in, make sure you're clear that this probably deserves some time.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about RJ Barrett, right? I've got a problem with him, but I thought he had every right to, you know, copy me if he wanted to. His first name is Rowan. All right. His middle name is Alexander. I'm confused. How's it RJ? Now, right now, Daryl's trying to talk and defend, but I've turned his mic off. Because he's going to try to tell us some story. But let me just ask you, Jonas. Does R.A. and R.J., he's just making it up? What do you think?
Yeah, you got to have proof on the birth certificate that the middle initial is J, right? That's the only way you get R.J.
I mean, I got to be honest. It really feeds into the idea that there's some copying going on. Last comment.
Some folks call it a slang blade. I call it a guider blade.
Not the same thing.
Well, we continue our NBA mock draft here on Straight Outta Vegas. We go to pick number three, which belongs to the New York Knicks, Brad Powers.
Speaking of Rowan Alexander, RJ Barrett is the likely third.
By the way, anyone that calls him RJ on this show, $10 fine every time.
All right.
Starting tomorrow.
All right, starting tomorrow. So let's start with the odds. Overwhelming that RJ Barrett's going to be the number three overall pick. You had to bet $15 to win $1. Who will be the number three overall pick? RJ Barrett, clearly the favorite. As much as I like RJ Barrett and I want him to, you know, prove that number one ranking coming out of high school, I do have one problem with RJ Barrett's game, RJ.
His name.
Outside of his name, you know, obviously the NBA's come such a perimeter league, and RJ Barrett's a poor 3-point shooter. I mean, right around 30%, which is well below average. And Duke was, and as a team, was historically poor from beyond the arc. So that's something that he's going to absolutely have to clean up his game if he's going to live up to this top three bill.
Hold on. Clean up his game? That's not making threes. That's turnovers, right? That's not tying your shoes.
That's true.
Right?
He's got to work on a shot.
I mean, that's the question, though. Because we can look at Kawhi as a guy that came out without the shot he has. But usually those guys, and again, this is open mic kind of question, isn't it really driven by if a guy has terrible mechanics that you can improve it? But if a guy's shooting and you look and you don't see a problem, it's kind of hard for those guys to get better, right? Because if not, why didn't Jason Kidd? I mean, he got a little bit better as the years went by. I mean, but Wilt Chamberlain shot 50% from the free throw line. I mean, there's just sometimes we don't exactly know what talents allow you to make threes or whatever, but is there any real, let me ask you this. Let's say the way he shoots, quote unquote, RJ Barrett, the way he shoots is the way he'll continue to shoot and have just a normal progression in the NBA. Does that guarantee that he doesn't deserve to be a number three pick? Meaning, could he be worth a third if his shooting doesn't improve drastically?
I don't think he is worth a third if he doesn't improve his 3-point shooting.
So really, the pick is based upon something that doesn't happen often, right? Is someone's shot getting significantly better? Which means Rowan may not be long for the league. Now, I will say this. I think the Knicks are stuck here in a way because they were so excited about the potential of that number one pick. And really, number three was, though statistically was better than their average result, it was something the Knicks fans did not like.
Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in.
And I think it makes them have to make a splash here, especially it's in New York. You got to wonder, would they be picking Rowan, RJ, if it wasn't for that?
Yeah, I mean, RJ's such a big name. It drives the number.
No. But what I'm saying is, do you feel like the Knicks are kind of a victim of their own hype around the lottery? Whereas they were so excited about getting number one, they can't do maybe the right move here.
I agree with that. And there's still some speculation. They worked out Coby White. They worked out Darius Garland.
Yeah, but hold on now. We got the odds that are telling us.
Yep.
Repeat those odds again.
15-1, meaning you had to bet $15 to win $1 on
RJ. So we're well over 90%
yep.
that he's going third. I'm going to call it right now. I think probably the bust of the draft.
And the pick that did belong to the New Orleans Pelicans was traded earlier, shortly before we went on the show. Now the Atlanta Hawks sit at number four after acquiring that pick.
So real quick, if you don't mind, Jones, can you repeat the trade details?
Yeah, the trade details are as follows. It's Atlanta moving up to number four. And according to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, they have traded away the number eight pick, the number 17 pick, and pick number 35 to go along with it.
That seems like a haul. But one of the things, once we get through the 4, 5, 6, and 7, we're going to talk about who really succeeds. We're going to look at Fezzik's top 10. Where were they drafted? We're going to look at the Western Conference Finals, the Eastern Conference. Where were those starters drafted? It's really an eye popper, but this trade, I think, shows unequivocally that the NBA weights the higher picks more than the NFL. You'd never see an NFL yep. trade like that. Would we agree?
Agreed.
Now, if you're jumping up for a quarterback, sometimes there's been a haul. But not, I mean, this seems like a lot.
Especially, it's not number one. We're talking about the fourth pick here. We've seen it with a quarterback for the to take the first overall pick.
Yeah, or even the
pick.
Second.
Yes. And the book on this draft is that 4 through 10, that there's not much of a difference.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting point, right? All right, Brad, so let's talk about four. What's the odds saying?
Well, coming into the show, pre-show, Darius Garland, the point guard from Vanderbilt, overwhelming favorite. His over-under draft position was 5.5. The under was -350, meaning he was an overwhelming favorite to go in the top 5 picks, the point guard for Vanderbilt. And I got to be honest with you, not much is known of this kid. Played 5 games. One thing we did see in those 5 games, hell of a three-point shooter, 48% from the field, and when the NBA...
Over 5 games?
5 games.
And who were the opponents?
Non-conference games, so not a lot of elite competition. So a major unknown.
Yeah, but now we're back to the idea of how good are they out of high school. And it is interesting as you watch these trades, guys. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Special pre-draft show. Brad Powers anchoring with his knowledge. He has all the college knowledge. The speculation is 2022 is what they're starting to call the double draft. Is that 2022, the theory is now, the whispers, and Jonas, I don't know if you heard this, meaning as a media guy and someone who's, you know, right there at the Fox studios 7 days a week, they think it's going to be that's when the high school players are allowed to come out straight. So what you'll have is the one and done's coming out that year, and in theory, speculation, the high school players coming out that year. So the teams who are trading these picks, the 2022s, they're valuing a little bit higher than the other years.
And I'm sure that's one of the years where the Pelicans...
Well, the Pelicans have a choice in every Lakers draft. So what we're saying is entering literally right when the show started was this trade... Entering it, the fourth pick was projected to be
Darius Garland, point guard, Vanderbilt.
Now that the team's different, the odds could change drastically.
The number 5 pick belongs to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And Jarrett Culver, he's the shooting forward for Texas Tech, 6'6", well-known player, led Texas Tech to their first ever national championship game performance. The over-under on Jarrett Culver's draft position, 5.5, but the under was -215, meaning he was much more likely to be taken in the top 5, and we're at pick number 5 here for Jarrett Culver.
Okay, so another example where... an NCAA tournament run, at least on the surface, made this player look better. Where does Culver go if Texas Tech doesn't make the tournament?
In this one, I think he was clearly upgraded. I think he's a mid-first-round pick, right around 15, because he had such a phenomenal performance in the NCAA tournament. Now he's a top-5 pick. And it's also a good fit for Cleveland, who just went point guard last year. They kind of need that 2 or 3 position taken care of this year.
That's assuming Cleveland has any logic to what they do.
That's a good point. I do like their new coach, though, John Beilein.
Well, that's an interesting. We'll be talking about that before the season, just because of his age and all those college games. It's a really rare thing.
And who did John Beilein see in the NCAA tournament who took care of him? Jarrett Culver, and Texas Tech eliminated his Michigan Wolverine team.
All right, now that's Brad Powers. He's done pick 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're doing the top 7.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Straight Outta Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up 15 minutes from now here on FSR, we have got 2 best bets, 2 opportunities to make a little bit of cash on a Thursday night. I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
Best bets on the draft. Talk about topical live on Fox Sports Radio. Brad, we did 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next up, number 6.
Yep, and we're going with Jarrett Culver, the forward out of Virginia.
So are you going with it or the Vegas odds?
The Vegas odds are, but I'm going to bring up the Vegas odds because I know you don't like any opportunity you got a chance to take on the bookies and call them the dastardly bookies. Here's your chance. We just did a couple of players at the 4 and 5 spot, Darius Garland and Jarrett Culver. Their over-under draft position was 5.5. Well, DeAndre Hunter's draft position is 5.5 as well. And the first two guys had overwhelming favorites that they'd be picked in the top 5. DeAndre Hunter still right around 5.5 over under draft position. That doesn't add up mathematically, RJ. 6 guys for 5 spots.
Yeah, but it, and the last guy is even money.
And the last guy is even money.
And everyone else would be a big underdog to be out. But here's the thing. If you are able to bet both sides of it, then why not exploit it? Why isn't this like a gigantic best bet that this guy's over?
Well, this was my best bet yesterday's show, but I actually went with the under on him, believe it or not. And here's why.
So, hold on a second. You just said to me, now I'm RJ Bell, that's Brad Powers. Brad Powers, you just said to me that we had five people that the odds were drastically pointing in the direction that they would go in some combination in the top five. And then there's a sixth person that the over-under is 5.5. So you're thinking, man, those bookies are mean. And I'm thinking, well, geez, just bet that guy out of the top, you know, over.
And
but somehow your best bet was the other way.
And that's what Matty Hull, he bet against me because I said the main reason, because there was a lot of speculation that New Orleans was going to trade out of that number four pick. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Atlanta Hawks, who are they eyeing at number four? DeAndre Hunter for Virginia.
Okay, so that's fascinating. So if that happens, who's falling out of the top five at that point?
It'd be Jarrett Culver, likely.
Yeah. So that's the thing I think that's fascinating about this. Is it's not just how good the players are, it's who's making the picks. And since there's trades, you aren't sure exactly in some spots. And four, there was actually odds on the fourth pick if it would be traded, right?
Yep. And it was a favorite for it to be traded. New Orleans was -250 to trade that pick.
So think how complex the handicap is. On one hand, you got to think, okay, how good are these players? What are the needs of the teams? And now what's the odds the teams are going to trade that slot? And if they do, who's going to get it? And what do they need? Oh, it's not easy.
And guys, actually, that number six pick was traded a short time ago, announced by Adrian Wojnarowski on Twitter that the Minnesota Timberwolves have now swapped with the Phoenix Suns. In exchange, Minnesota has also sent the number 11 pick and Dario Saric to Phoenix. So Phoenix drops back to 11, and now it's Minnesota making the pick at number six.
You know, Jonas, you are as smooth a radio guy as there is in sports talk.
Oh,
some
nice.
Of those AM guys. But with Woj's name, it's you actually struggle on that, don't you?
Wojnarowski.
That's like the only time. It sounds like me. It sounds like when I'm trying to say a name.
It's easy. Wojnarowski. It's easy.
You know,
like
I thought
that.
He was serious the first time. He didn't know that he was doing it. He had this really serious look on his face. Thank God he knew. We would have had to, like, have a special meeting.
Oh,
you know, now listen to this tape, Jonas. All right. We got what?
One more
pick, number seven.
Kobe White, guard out of North Carolina. What I really like about Kobe White, first is draft odds, 6.5 over-under, even money both sides pretty much for Kobe White. 6'5", his game really transcends to the next level. A lot of speculation over the weekend that Kobe White could go much higher. A lot of these teams in the top five or six were working him out. A kind of a late riser, an unknown name, even though he played in North Carolina, guy that really excelled down the stretch of the season.
So... Well, this is the perfect time, I think. Quickly, though, Brad Powers, great job. Now, Brad, listen, you can't listen to this show and not know that Brad really knows his stuff. College knowledge, he's got it all. On Twitter, you can follow him. Tonight's a night to do it, at Brad Powers 7. And by the way, no one knows why that it's 7. Don't ask. At Brad Powers 7. And you'll be tweeting out some nuggets tonight, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. To me, what I'd like to do now, well, first, run down the seven one more time. So at this point, this is the Vegas odds entering the show. These are the top seven picks. We'll see how we do. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Starting at the top, obviously, Zion Williamson, followed by Ja Morant at 2, RJ Barrett at 3, Darius Garland at 4, Jarrett Culver 5, DeAndre Hunter 6, and Kobe White at 7.
Brad Powers, we're straight out of Vegas. Two best bets coming up. But first, Jonas, Fezzik has his top 10 players in the NBA. We're going to look at those and see where they were drafted. Because really the question is, do the draft picks even matter after a certain point? But first, Fez, I want you to read the top 10. Because we had a debate on the podcast last night that went on and on. Fez kept saying, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. About 20 minutes later, he goes, you know, you're right. Is that fair to say, Fez?
Yes, it is.
Took you a little longer than it probably needed to. And it was about Draymond and the Warriors. But what I'm interested in is to see Jonas, which of these 10 do you disagree with? He's going to just read the 10. Which of the players do you think don't belong in the top 10? Fez, read it real quick.
Yeah, Kevin Durant, Giannis, Harden, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron, Anthony Davis, Curry, Paul George, Westbrook, Embiid.
Ooh, what do you think?
I don't know about Paul George.
Oh, see, the two questions I have is Westbrook. At what point are we going to say that he's doing something amazing, like someone lifting 600 pounds maybe with the, you know, behind their back or something, but is it leading to wins? Because if you actually look, let's say Paul George is even 12 or 13, let's say. Let's be pessimistic, Jonas. When you have a top 10 player, if Westbrook is, and the 12th or 13th, you're supposed to do better than this OKC team did.
And a solid three in Steven Adams.
So, to me, I think if you say how amazing is Westbrook doing what he's doing, he's maybe, you know, top two or three. But when it comes to contributing to a team, I'm not so sure about him. But Paul George feels like the opposite. I think usually when there's guys with defense, they're usually underrated. Like Clay, I think, is underrated because so much of his value, Clay Thompson, is defense. Wouldn't you say Paul George is a top 15 defender?
Yeah,
no,
yeah, no, for sure. And probably next to Kawhi, maybe the best, one of the better two-way players. I'm thinking about Paul George towards the end of the season. He really struggled. He was an MVP candidate and then dealing with the shoulder issues, which turned out to be a bigger deal than they thought. He's borderline. I'm not outraged by it, but I would say the last three, Embiid, Westbrook,
maybe show
and Paul
Parker,
George.
Show Ralph Parker that on the commercial, and maybe he'll come on screaming about something. when we come back, we're going to have two things. One, Fez is going to tell you where those top 10 in his rankings were drafted, and two best bets on the draft tonight.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and it's the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan, as we continue to take a look ahead at tonight's NBA draft.
Yeah, and we got two best bets coming up. But to me, this is fascinating. So Fez did his top 10 players in the NBA. Quickly read them. And then we're going to say, what's the trend when it comes to the draft? Durant, Giannis, Harden, Leonard, LeBron, Davis, Curry, Paul George, Westbrook, Embiid. Oh, Embiid over Dame?
They're close.
Well, yeah, but you had to pick one.
I did.
We could spend a whole segment on
that. Yeah, we could.
Now, amongst that top 10, Steve Fezzik, what is the draft trend?
Yeah, so the trend is that 8 of the 10 got picked in the top 10 picks. Two of them are the exceptions. Kawhi went 15th. There are concerns Kawhi, his shooting, he improved greatly. And, of course, Giannis went 15th as well.
So think about that. Even with the exceptions, they're 15th. So if you're drafting after 15, odds are pretty strong you're not getting an elite player. And here's the thing never to forget. Never. 90%+ of years in the modern NBA era, let's say from 80 onward, the champion has had a top five player in the NBA. Probably top three almost all of those years. But we can debate that. Think about it. Bird, Magic, Michael, Hakeem, go, you know, in the Duncan, Shaq. Keep
Kobe.
Going. Yeah. So to me, in a weird way, you can say, okay, you know, look at Tony Parker and look at, but really to have the guy, and it kind of makes the case for the process. As much as in hindsight, we can laugh about the hashtag and all that. And what did they do? They had a couple shots at it. Now, is Embiid good enough to lead a team to a title? I'm not sure. If he's healthy, maybe. But boy, oh boy, it shows you if you don't have those guys, it's almost impossible. But here's the exception. The Raptors. The NBA champions. Kawhi, in the starting lineup, was the highest pick. 15. The other starters, 27, 48, 24, and 46. That's almost mind-blowing. There's only one better than 24, Kawhi, who is a top five player. Just for comparison, you look at Portland, who was in the conference finals in the West. Dame, number six, and the other starters were 10, 8, 3, Cantor, and then Harkless, who was 15. So the bad pick was 15. And that's not unusual, the idea that four out of five are going to be, you know, that's very pedigreed. But four out of five in the top 20 with teams is pretty much what you see. It's not like the NFL again, where what, half the players in the league weren't even drafted. You don't see that in the NBA.
It is time for best bet time here on Straight Out of Vegas, and it's the NBA draft. So we start off with Brad Powers and his best bet.
And Brad anchoring the show today. When I say anchoring, I don't mean like Ted Baxter. I mean he was the guy who had the knowledge. But you're going to say distill it all down. Here's my best bet.
Yeah, so you can bet on player matchups. Who will be drafted first? Darius Garland from Vanderbilt or DeAndre Hunter? Now, we just got done going through the show, and we had Darius Garland going above DeAndre Hunter. So wait, whoa, Brad. What are you doing here? You're playing two sides of the coin? No, here's the advantage. Breaking news. We just had two trades at 4 and 5, and those teams specifically at 4 and 5 do not need a point guard, which is the position of Darius Garland. You look at the Atlanta Hawks at 4, they just drafted a point guard last year, Trae Young. At 5, Cleveland Cavaliers, that's a team that just drafted a point guard last year in Colin Sexton. And we said at the top of the show, it's overwhelming, 90%+ that the top three picks are Zion, Ja Morant, RJ Barrett. I'm going with DeAndre Hunter to be drafted ahead of Darius Garland, and you can get 2-1 on this bet.
Okay, so this is a comparison between the two. And right now, these are updated odds?
Yep, 2-1.
You can get plus 200 on?
DeAndre Hunter.
Over?
Darius Garland.
I tell you, Fez, Brad's kind of had a lot of good knowledge, but he kind of had a Fez show today.
I'm wearing off on him.
Yeah, please. All right, we got 90 seconds for you, buddy. Best bet?
All right,
on the draft.
We're going to bet against Bol Bol, the Oregon center. We're going to bet on him not to be a top 15 pick, RJ. We're going to have to lay minus 260 on Bol Bol to not go in the top 15. Now, this is a guy, Bol Bol, who's been a borderline top.
You know, if I pronounced the name like that, I wouldn't say it four times.
It's Manute Bol, son.
I know, but the way you say it, he's going Bol Bol.
He was a guy who's supposed to be borderline Bol Bol to go in the top 15. So I know what you're going to ask me, Fez. Why are you laying minus 260 that he's not going to go in the top 15? It looks like close to a 50-50. Well, RJ, the latest mock drafts that I had the pregame team put together today, so this was mock drafts today, 10 of the 11 drafts have him falling out of that top 15. He is free-falling. I'm going to bet Bol Bol does not go in the top 15, minus 260. My draft, best bet.
See, Jonas, how much we appreciate you. Say that name.
Bol Bol.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's a tough one, I guess. Why not just call him Bol? Like, why even say his? Like, you don't
I like
say
saying Bol Bol.
That's demented. So you're like a masochist then?
Possibly.
I've had those concerns for months now.
Guys, I tell you something. Fox Sports Radio, I mean, they love radio, these guys, and there's a special show coming up. I would not miss it.
Yes, it is Fox Sports Radio's coverage of the NBA draft. Chris Broussard, Jason McIntyre, and Rick Bucher are up next, having all NBA draft angles covered here on FSR. We are Straight Out of Vegas. We'll be back tomorrow wrapping up the draft, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio and on the iHeartRadio app.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.